I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Now, we know that when a passage begins with a therefore, it's saying, well, what have I just said? And previously, Paul has talked about God raising up Jesus Christ at the resurrection. And believing God's word by faith because of the resurrection. Because of God's words, I believe, therefore I spoke. Therefore we do not lose heart. It's very easy to lose heart. It's very easy to lose your faith. It's very easy to lose your confidence, but Paul says, because of the power of God, we do not lose heart. Our outward man is perishing. I'm sorry to tell you, folks, but you look a year older tonight than you did when you were last here. And I dare say, if you're still here in a year's time, I'll be able to say the same again. And you'll say it of me, because my outward man, my body, is decaying and getting older. It is, dare I say, approaching the grave. That's the outward man. Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. The spirit within me is as young and as youthful and energetic and dynamic as it ever was. But it's inside this aging body. To me, 2023... sounds way off in the future. You know, we ought to be living on the moon by then, but we're not, because it's going to be in 10 minutes' time. And it might be, if the Lord gives me the time and you don't sack me, in the year 2033 I'm still here. And this service probably hasn't changed. I'm still quoting from Puritan generals and singing from Sankey. And I will be even older then. Our bodies will be older. But the inner man will be even more transformed and even more renewed than he is today. He says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The lives we live are lives of affliction. I'm not sure we can ever get through any 24-hour period without some problem or difficulty or trial or obstacle in our way. Now, you might say, oh, well, Paul can speak for himself. My afflictions are not light. You read the biography of Paul. Beaten, shipwrecked, stoned, despised, abused, eventually executed. How can he say those afflictions were light? Well, because they are but for a moment. We know that some lives are cut cruelly short, but even if you live to 120, by the standards of eternity, your afflictions are but for a moment. In contrast, the exceeding and eternal weight of glory makes whatever afflictions and trials you go through pale into insignificance. If only we could know the riches and the splendor of the glory, the very presence of Christ to which we are heading, whatever we go through here on earth, says Paul, it really is nothing. And he is a man who knew suffering. Verse 18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. That doesn't appear to make sense, does it? We know that some things are visible and some things are invisible. Angels, most of the time, are invisible. God, right now, is for us invisible. Love and joy and peace, you can't see them. They are invisible. And Paul says, We do not look at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. Through the eyes of faith, we are beholding that invisible world, which cannot currently be seen or touched or heard, but it's coming. There is a new heavens and a new earth wherein righteousness dwells, and that is where the Christian is heading. And by faith, that is what we're looking at. And when you look up, the afflictions and trials through which you go, you see them in the correct proportion. You see them for what they are. You look down in the gutter, you look down in the mire, and you'll give afflictions and trials a disproportionate significance and importance. They are temporal, they are temporary, and although Paul does not make the point here, we have a second victory because God uses those difficulties to sanctify us. The horrible times through which we go is a wonderful stage upon which we are being perfected. So Paul says that the trials and the things of this world, don't look at them. Look up. Look at those things which cannot be seen. But I can't see them. What he means is believe on them. Believe in them. Focus upon them. Live for them. If you can see it, you can't keep it. It is fading away. If you can't see it, one day you will keep it forever. He says, for the things which are seen are temporary. I love this chapel, but you know what? It's temporary. One day it will get blown up, or knocked down, or blown down, or abandoned, or become some rich bloke's second home. I don't know, not on our watch, of course, but who knows? But the invisible, the meeting with Christ every time we gather together, that we will keep on doing in eternity. But the things which are not seen are eternal. 2022 is about to pass away. And 2023 only has a 12-month shelf life. And if we're still here in 24 and 25, the same can be said for all of them. And you know what? Each of those years is going to have its own little collection of horrors for us to go through. But they are temporal. The promises of God in the Bible are eternal. That's what you need to look at in 2023. If you think God is going to exempt you from trial in 2023, wake up and read your Bible. You're not exempt. But if you can understand, they are but temporary. You know, could you go back to you in the womb and say, look, you're going to go through a horrible experience right now. It's going to be even worse for your mum. But it's all going to be worth it. You would, because it was. And 2023, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, we stood here at the beginning of 2020, Lord, we give this year to you. Within 3 months, we're all prisoners in our own homes. I don't know what 2023 is going to hold, but I do know it's temporal. And I do know that whatever life throws at us, God will use it to improve you. In faith, I say thank God for 2023. And I'm glad 2022 is over. For me, it was a horrible year. But I can also say I thank God for 2022. For his grace was sufficient for me. And my weakness was made perfect through his strength. It is 4:40. Let's be found in prayer when that hour strikes.